Another athlete who aims to make history is Roger Federer. He's going for his sixth straight victory in the All England Lawn Tennis Championships, better known as Wimbledon. The competition has begun this morning outside of London. And on the women's side, Venus Williams is defending her title. Commentator John Feinstein has our guide to the tournament. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Harry.
So 2 weeks ago, Rafael Nadal crushed Roger Federer in the French Open final. Can Federer bounce back?
He certainly can. I mean, grass is clearly his favorite surface, which is ironic since he grew up in Switzerland playing on clay. But he's become completely dominant at Wimbledon and on grass courts in the last 5 years. As you mentioned, he's matched Bjorn Borg's record by winning this tournament five straight years. And it's just such a different game on grass as opposed to the clay they play on in Paris. It's almost like playing basketball on a hockey rink as opposed to playing it on the hardwood when you go from clay to grass.
Well, Nadal doesn't typically do as well on grass. Is he still the biggest threat to Federer?
He is, because you're right. He doesn't do as well on grass, but he made the final the last 2 years at Wimbledon. He just won his first tournament ever on grass a couple weeks ago at Queen's Club, one of the Wimbledon warm-ups. And I wouldn't be stunned, and I don't think the world would be stunned, if Nadal pulled this off this year.
What about American competitors? Do you expect to see any of them contending on the men's side?
Well, Andy Roddick's coming back from an injury. He didn't play in Paris at the French Open, and that may be good for him because he may be more rested. He usually goes into Paris, gets beat up on the clay, and then comes to Wimbledon a little bit tired. He's been a finalist here twice, of course, lost to Federer, but I think he's got a shot to make a run. And James Blake, the other top-ranked American who's seeded number nine, you never know with him. He's a Jekyll Hyde player on grass, but I think that the one American who's got a legitimate shot to play deep into the tournament is still Roddick.
Let's look at the women for a minute. Venus Williams won this title last year. It was her fourth Wimbledon victory, but this year she's only ranked seventh. So what's going on?
You know, it's a really good question. The reason she's seeded seventh is because on the computer rankings on the women's side, that's where she is because she just doesn't play that often. She's not all that interested in tennis. But Wimbledon has always jumbled its seedings based on how people play on grass courts. And clearly Venus Williams is a dominant player on grass courts. As you mentioned, she's won this event four times. I would have thought that she'd be seeded one or two, but the men in charge there at Wimbledon, and they are all men, decided that she's ranked seventh. They're going to seed her seventh. I still think she'll be there the second weekend.
Well, if it isn't Venus holding the trophy a week from this Saturday, who do you think it'll be on the women's side?
Well, one person certainly you always watch at Wimbledon is Maria Sharapova, who has won the title before, who did not play well on the clay in Paris, but won the Australian Open earlier this year. She's been having a very good year. And Anna Ivanovic became the number one player in the world when she won in Paris. She hasn't played all that well on grass in the past, but her game has taken a quantum leap up this year, and I think she's got a shot here too.
Commentator John Feinstein, his new book is Living on the Black, Two Pitchers, Two Teams, One Season to Remember. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Ari.